Is a day at the beach worth half a day's pay? After a 7-year legal battle, upscale Greenwich, Connecticut is now, for the first time, allowing people who don't live within the town's boundaries to visit local beaches. But there's still a divide, one that can be very effective at keeping classes of people separated, and not just at the beach, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The fight to open Connecticut's beaches to the general public started long before the Greenwich court case. In the 1970s, activist Ned Cole took busloads of city children, mostly black, for unannounced assaults on exclusivity.
On one of those beaches, I had an amphibious landing. They couldn't stop you from the water.
Cole's kids couldn't be kicked out as long as they stayed below the mean high tide line. That marks the end of private property in Connecticut. But Cole's challenges didn't change local rules. A state Supreme Court decision last summer that two parks on Greenwich's shores are public did. This season, anyone can spend a day at Greenwich's town beaches for $10 per person plus $20 to park.
I think it's a fair fee, but it is also a deterrent, so we don't just get a lot of casual traffic.
Richard Bergstresser is Greenwich's first selectman.
Basically, the cost of operating the two parks is borne by the Greenwich taxpayer. When we have to open up to non-residents, the fee we have generally represents what we think would be a fair charge to help cover costs.
That's too much. That's too much money spent, $30 to go to the beach by myself.
Alex Ruano doesn't live in Greenwich, but the native Salvadoran helps keep the town economy going, cleaning the offices of an investment bank for $9.50 an hour, minus Social Security and Medicare taxes. According to one recent study, the rich got richer in the 1990s and the poor got poorer faster in Connecticut than anywhere else in the country. Some say that's because manufacturing and middle manager jobs left the state while investment earnings soared. It's not surprising some Greenwich shops, clubs, or homes may be too expensive for many people. But the beach court ruling didn't address how price limits access to public places. It did make Greenwich crack down on everyone.
Can I help the next person, please?
Yes, please. Hi.
In the foyer of Greenwich's town hall, there's a steady line for season passes. Residents now must prove conclusively that they belong.
There's both the cars, registrations, there's the electric bill, the children's fingerprints.
She's joking about the fingerprints. The biggest worry for many people here is that their little beach might change.
Let's go down by the water.
Greenwich Point Park juts out like a lollipop into Long Island Sound. The stick is a long road on a narrow piece of land lined with expensive homes and no parking signs. A stretch of sand is one part of the park. There are barbecue pits and nature trails, too. Longtime resident Marcia Hamilton says it's a soothing place.
I think the biggest issue would be just turn off the radios and close it to cars, because the cars are an issue. You get cars from New York, you know, on weekends and with their loud music. It's not that kind of place. That's the issue. It's not money.
But to the young man who brought the lawsuit, Brendan Layton, that concern is a bluff.
The money they spent losing the lawsuit over the past 7 years could have paid for 5 full-time security guards for 5 years. So there's ways to enforce those concerns without simply saying no out-of-towners, which I think was done to encourage a sort of exclusive atmosphere that builds up their real estate prices.
Since the Supreme Court decision, other Connecticut towns that once had closed beaches have adopted similar policies to Greenwich. Layton may return to court to claim such dual fee systems are unfair. But Greenwich selectman Richard Bergstresser says using price and demand to manage resources is effective. And, he says, it's the American way. Emily Harris, NPR News, Greenwich, Connecticut.
The growing gap between rich and poor has become a political issue in Connecticut's budget fight. A report by Emily Harris tonight on the PBS television program Now with Bill Moyers at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can check local listings at pbs.org.